From smoking prohibition in hospitals to subways comes the newest edition of a smoking ban at public facilities like sports fields and neighborhood parks. Toronto mother Sarah Hughes enjoyed her time at Amesbury Park, tending to her three kids, lighting up a cigarette or two while watching her kids on the slide and swings.
Yeah, I've been a smoker for 14 years. I do have three kids, and yeah, when I was pregnant, I did smoke, and when I take my kids to the park, I smoke, and, you know, people look at me funny. When I went to the mall, I smoked, and it's just a hard thing to stop doing, so I smoked pretty much right through my pregnancy and while raising my kids. Smoker.
Hughes' kids are 24, 17, and 16 years old, and all suffer from asthma. The victims of secondhand smoke that were affected by these toxins were the children that were exposed during their outdoor soccer games, fun at the park, and in their own home. Researchers from the nonprofit group Physicians for a Smoke-Free Canada reports approximately 62,000 children across Canada suffer from bronchitis or pneumonia-related cases of secondhand smoke per year. According to researchers from the Canadian Lung Association, children are the victims more often than not due to their faster breathing rate. They also have an immune system that is not fully developed and are susceptible to absorb more smoke to their lungs. Children may also die from a disease called SIDS, or Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. Pediatrician Dana Fields comments,
SIDS, S-I-D-S, is an unfortunate cause of death that occurs in an otherwise otherwise healthy baby.
Under the city's new ban, people won't be allowed to smoke any closer than 9 meters from the entrance of a public building. Reducing secondhand smoke is another step to cleaner air, but there are still concerns about a relatively unknown type of smoking, third-hand smoking. Third-hand smoking is the active presence of chemicals from cigarettes that inhabit clothing, furniture, and hair. From the same study, in order to prevent third-hand smoking, the Canadian Lung Association writes that if you must smoke, smoke outdoors, if quitting isn't an option, and it's always preferred than in the home or car. These surfaces emit the toxic fumes of cigarettes to anyone who come into contact with a smoker later on. Fields comments again.
A person with asthma coming into contact with someone who has these toxins surrounding them is like someone being allergic to peanut butter and getting touched with it.
The new bylaw will soon be spread across the city, and City Council has yet to make a decision on patios. This is Luke Ross for Centennial Journalism News, Toronto.